can't say it right now.
There's one in Ohio, some in Ohio, the big city there, whether it was the Reds play baseball, Bengals play football, and all like that.
It's left me, I just can't.
we'll get you back to those later, that's not too important. If somebody asks you to go with them and you're not sure you want to, you might say, well, I don't know.
If I can.
If you have a very sick friend, he's not likely to get any better. Somebody asks you how he's coming along and say, well, it seems.
Seems that he's not going to get well, or he's real sick.
And if you want somebody to go with you, you say, I just won't go. You know, if you're not going to go, and if you want that person to go and you're not going to go, he doesn't go saying, I just won't go.
Unless you go with him.
And when you could have used help, you know, you sit around, you could have used help, and you say someone was outside their play, and you say, why don't you sit around? You know, and say, oh, I'm asking, they weren't very clear. What? Say you're one of the children here, and he's sitting around, and you say, I needed some help a while ago. Why didn't you just sit there?
Why didn't you come and help me?
Man, it's funny, and you like him. You say, I like him.
Because he's funny?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, if two people become, say, members down here at Ebenezer, you'd say, they
join that church.
Mm-hmm. And in church, the person you pray to is
Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm. Or what other name are you using there?
The God.
Mm-hmm. Preacher always preaches
a sermon.
And the choir and organs provide
music.
And you might say after church, and you might say, that you might have told the man who led the music or the organs, that music was
real good.
Any other term you might use there?
Beautiful.
If you had to change a flat tire, say, on the way to church, say you had to drive one Sunday morning, you might say, well, could you watch it? Church will be over.
Before I can get there.
The enemy and the opposite of God is?
Devil.
Any other names there?
Satan.
Are there any kind of maybe joking names you'd use about that? Or especially if you're telling little kids stories, you know, anything?
Bad man.
Ever call him the Booger Man or Old Harry or anything like
no.
that?
No.
See, what is it that people sometimes think they see around a graveyard or in a house that hasn't been lived in for a long time?
Ghosts?
Any other names for ghosts? Or do you think you've heard people say around?
Haints.
Is that the same thing as ghosts?
I think so.
Have you ever heard the term spooks?
Yes, at Halloween time.
So that's not as common as most of the world, I mean. And of course, the kind of house that no one's lived at that has a ghost there is what kind of house it's
a haunted house.
Sometimes it's chilly outside, and not real cold, it's chilly. You say, well, I better put on a sweater, it's getting
cool.
Or
chilly.
And you say, I'll go if you insist. Say you really don't want to go and someone just keep something. Well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? Say one of your children comes down and you haven't seen him for 3 or 4 months. What do you say to them?
I'm so glad to see you.
Yeah, I'm very glad to see you. Someone owns 500 acres. You might say,